Jens Stoltenberg, der uns hier zugeschaltet ist. Sehr geehrter Generalsekretär, lieber Herr Stoltenberg, wir freuen uns ausdrücklich, dass Sie der Einladung der CSU im Deutschen Bundestag gefolgt sind zu unserer Klausurtagung zu Beginn dieses Jahres 2021, einem Jahr, das auch für die NATO zu einem ganz besonderen Jahr werden könnte, weil wir über die Fragen ja Neuaufstellung der NATO im Sinne auch von Ausrüstung und Fähigkeiten diskutieren. Ich darf an der Stelle Ihnen unsere Unterstützung zusagen. Wir stehen an Ihrer Seite, wenn es darum geht, auch die Fähigkeiten der NATO mit zu erweitern. Wir wollen auch, dass die vereinbarten Ziele, die Finanzierungsziele, das 2%-Ziel der NATO erreicht wird. Wir legen Wert darauf, dass im deutschen Bundeshaushalt es ein Aufwachsen auch der Finanzen erfolgt, um dieses NATO-Ziel zu erreichen. Und wir wollen dafür sorgen, dass auch neue Fähigkeiten bei der Bundeswehr geschaffen werden. Wir stehen zur Bewaffnungsfähigkeit von Drohnen und wir wollen auch Fähigkeiten von Drohnen und Luftabwehr zusätzlich aufbauen. Ich glaube, dass gerade in einer Zeit, wo das Bündnis der NATO in der Welt an einer oder anderen Stelle in Frage gestellt wird oder in Frage gestellt worden ist und wo auch in Deutschland übrigens eine Debatte darüber herrscht, die in Teilen die Aufgaben der NATO in Frage stellt, zum Beispiel wenn unser Koalitionspartner die nukleare Teilhabe nicht mehr organisiert haben will oder gegen Bewaffnungsfähigkeit von Drohnen ist und damit die Fähigkeiten einschränkt, ist es umso wichtiger, dass wir über zusätzliche Aufgaben der NATO sprechen. In diesem Sinne nochmal herzlichen Dank, dass Sie hier sind, Herr Generalsekretär, und Sie haben das Wort.
Thank you so much, Chairman Dobrindt. It's a great pleasure and honor to meet with you and to meet you all today. This is the second time I attend the Klausurtagung organized by the CSU, and for me that reflects the strong commitment of the CSU to the transatlantic bond and to NATO. Of course, I would have preferred to meet you in person, but we all understand that the pandemic, COVID-19, makes that impossible. At the same time, I also believe that 2021 is a year where we all have hopes that we will be able to turn a corner in the fight against the pandemic, and our military forces, NATO allies, NATO, provide support to the civilian efforts trying to cope with the pandemic. I'm also extremely grateful for CSU's strong support to NATO, not least because we live in a more challenging and more unstable world, and then we need strong deterrence, strong defense, and Germany plays a key role in providing that to NATO. 2021 will be a pivotal year, not only in the fight against the pandemic, but also when we face different security challenges. I strongly believe that 2021 will be pivotal in a way that it will provide us an opportunity to re-energize our transatlantic bond, the cooperation between North America and Europe. And this is the time to invest more in our transatlantic bond, to understand the importance of fair burden sharing. And I welcome the increased defense spending by Germany and the commitment to meet the 2% target, the guideline of spending 2% of GDP on defense. Any attempt to divide Europe and North America will not only weaken the transatlantic bond, weaken NATO, but also divide Europe. So we need to stand together, North America and Europe, and I really count on Germany playing a key role in these efforts. Then 2021 will also be a pivotal year for NATO, because we need to decide on our presence in Afghanistan. We welcome peace talks that take place between Taliban and the government in Kabul. There are many challenges and many uncertainties, but of course the peace talks are the only path to peace, the only way forward to a peaceful negotiated solution. We support those efforts, but at the same time we know that we will be faced with a very difficult dilemma. Next month, NATO's defense ministers will meet, and they need to decide whether to remain, whether to stay in Afghanistan with our military presence, and then risk being engaged in a prolonged military presence in Afghanistan, or whether to leave, but then risk that Afghanistan once again becomes a safe haven for international terrorists. A third challenge we will face in 2021 is arms control. Next month, the new START agreement expires, which limits the number of nuclear warheads. NATO has always been on the forefront on the fight against or in the forefront of arms control, fighting for strong and balanced arms control disarmament, and therefore we need to make sure that we, when the new START agreement expires next month, that we don't end up in a situation where there is no agreement regulating the number of nuclear warheads. There are many other issues, including cyber, the fight against terrorism, and many other issues which NATO will be faced with. My main message is that when it comes to all these issues, as long as North America and Europe stand together, Germany being an important part of that, and of course CSU being an important player in Germany, we will be able to tackle and to handle all the challenges we face. So once again, thank you so much, Chairman, for having me. I'm looking forward to meeting the parliamentarians just after this press meeting.
Herzlichen Dank.
Vielen Dank. Wir haben noch kurz die Gelegenheit für Fragen. Frau Küfner.
Yes, Michaela Küfner, Deutsche Welle. Secretary General, you already mentioned Afghanistan, that decision for or against a withdrawal is due in February, and you spoke previously of a conditions-based decision. Which of those conditions do you mean, and which of those have already been met?
The most important thing is that we need to make sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. We have to understand that the reason why we went into Afghanistan back in almost 20 years ago was an attack on a NATO ally, 9/11, against the United States. And the Taliban has committed in the agreement with the United States to make sure that they don't work with, don't support, don't help, don't in any way provide any framework support for international terrorists. So the most important condition is to make sure that Taliban meets that requirement, that they break all ties with international terrorists, including Al-Qaeda. We will, of course, assess the situation on the ground. We will assess the development in the peace talks and then make our decision. We have to be honest and say that will be a dilemma. It will be difficult. It is, of course, a challenge to stay. We have been there for almost 20 years. To continue to be military involved in Afghanistan is challenging. It has a price. And we need them to be prepared to stay in a difficult military operation. On the other hand, if we leave, then we risk that the gains we have made over the last years, preventing Afghanistan from becoming a safe haven for international terrorists, that those gains are lost. So this is a very difficult decision, something we need to make together, because whatever we do, we need to do it in a coordinated well-planned way, and I welcome the strong commitment of Germany to our mission in Afghanistan. Germany leads the NATO presence in the north, and Germany really understands that our presence in Afghanistan is about protecting ourselves, our own countries, against terrorist attacks.
Ich sehe keine weiteren Fragen. Doch, Herr Lange, dann noch mit einer weiteren Frage.
Ich würde Sie beide fragen wollen, wie Sie die Lage im US-Staat Georgia beurteilen, das Säbelrasseln zwischen Trump und Biden. Ich weiß nicht, ob wir eine Translation haben, sonst versuche ich es in Englisch. What is your view of the situation in the US state of Georgia? Are you concerned that US President Trump could misuse the military for his own purposes? Thank you.
I have already congratulated President-elect Joe Biden with the victory in the presidential elections. I'm looking forward to working with him. And after the inauguration on the 20th of January, I will, of course, welcome him as the head of state, the president of the United States, NATO's biggest ally. I have spoken with President Biden. I expressed my congratulations to him and to Vice President Kamala Harris, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. I'm also looking forward to working with her. And I invited Joe Biden to attend the NATO summit later this year. And I think that summit will be important because it will demonstrate the unity of this alliance and the commitment of United States, North America, to Europe and the importance of NATO both for North America and Europe. It's not for me to comment on the specifics of the elections in Georgia. I'm just confident that when we have a new president in place after an inauguration on the 20th of January, NATO will continue to work with the United States and with a new president, President Biden.
Ich habe dem nichts zu ergänzen. Es ist auch nicht an mir, diese Wahlen in Georgia zu kommentieren oder die Details dieser Wahlen in Georgia zu kommentieren. Ich kann nur sagen, aus meiner Sicht sind die Wahlen in den Vereinigten Staaten von Amerika entschieden und alle sind daran gehalten, sich an demokratische Entscheidungen auch zu orientieren und die zu akzeptieren. Das ist Auftrag auch von politischen Parteien und Personen in einem demokratischen Wahlprozess. Vielen Dank.